This year has been the deadliest for foreign troops in Afghanistan since the U.S.-led invasion toppled the Taliban government 8 years ago. For weeks now in Washington, U.S. President Barack Obama has been hearing counsel from his advisors about the best course to take in the war-torn country. But half a world away, ordinary Afghans have their own advice for the U.S. president. Akhtar Tutakhel is a medical student from Khost, a city in eastern Afghanistan.
Sending the troops to Afghanistan is not the solve of the problem. If the United States or Afghanistan starts the talks with the Taliban, it will be better.
Zainuddin Wadat is unemployed, living in the Afghan capital of Kabul. He says history has shown that no force can occupy Afghanistan. He says that no matter how many troops are sent, it will not end the fighting. He believes his government should start talks with the Taliban. Ahmed Wali Mohmand is a student from Patika province next to the border with Pakistan. He says foreign governments should use their resources for something other than troops.
They should help with all of public people and make university and schools and other things which need our society and our people.
Daoud Sultanzoy is a member of Afghanistan's parliament. He says he believes more foreign troops are needed and that the U.S. and Afghan governments have not done a good job of communicating the real reason for troops being sent to Afghanistan.
How can you build schools if you don't have security? How can you build schools if you cannot go to the districts to build them? You cannot build schools in a barrack and then transport it somewhere. You have to go to each district and secure those districts.
Shinkai Karo-Hale also is a member of the Afghan parliament. She says she does not understand why weeks of meetings are needed in order for the U.S. government to make a decision.
They should be very much clear what they should do. Definitely they should send their more troops here, because the National Army of Afghanistan is not in a position to really defend this insurgency in this country.
The United States has nearly 68,000 troops in Afghanistan, and there are about 40,000 from NATO and other allied countries. The top NATO and American commander in the country, General Stanley McChrystal, has warned that the coalition could lose the conflict if additional military forces are not deployed. But with flagging public support for the Afghan war in the United States, it is unclear what President Obama will decide. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Kabul.